A station wagon Toyota, a small car, collided with a fuel tanker which was carrying a capacity of around, it didn't collide, but it rammed into this tank which was carrying around 30,000 liters. And the impact caused the spillage on the road, a fuel spillage on the road and into the nearby swamp. Now, this spillage attracted particular motorcyclists, then passers-by and some residents who came to start scooping this fuel that had spilled. So in the process, I think because of the spillage, the heat on the road, and the massive evaporation of fuel, a huge fire broke out. And when the huge fire broke out, most of these people tried to run, but they couldn't make it.
Madam Minister, you said that after the spill, people came to scoop the spilled fuel. I understand that this happens frequently. What message do you want to give the people out there?
We have persistently, and we continue to give the people the message, first of all, that in case there is an accident, the first thing before you even approach, inform the authorities that are concerned. For instance, in such a situation, it was important for them to inform police even before scooping the fuel. But I think they realized that if they informed the police, they would not scoop the fuel. And we encourage them because you could scoop fuel of $10 that can cost your life.
What is the rule in terms of fuel trucks traveling in populated areas?
This is a newly constructed road. We call it the Northern Bypass. And the reason we constructed this road is to, one of them, is to ensure that heavy trucks, not fuel alone, but heavy trucks traveling from the border in Russia can actually cross. If it is coming from Kenya side and it is going in northern Uganda or southern Sudan, it doesn't have to reach the city center. That's why this road was created, to allow these heavy vehicles, the heavy tanks, to pass that, to bypass. That's why actually we call it the Northern Bypass.
Madam, we hear that you are going to address the press today, Monday. What particular message you want to send out?
Today we are going to address the press, the nation, to inform them about the number of people that were, first of all, injured. And the official as government, we have already sent our condolences to the families and also to caution our people in such situations to ensure that we don't get involved because it is fatal and it's illegal. So we are going to inform the people and also release the names of those that we have identified.